time to check in with Bloomberg Opinion. We're joined by Bloomberg Opinion columnist Tara LaChapelle. She covers entertainment, telecom, deals, all that kind of fun stuff. She joins us here on our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. So, Tara, it looks like this Sprint T-Mobile deal is finally going to get done. But what's interesting about this deal is the delay, and it's been delayed and delayed and delayed, hasn't been that so much at the federal level, but at the state level. What's going on here?
Yeah, so it's a really unique situation where this deal that I think most people for a long time thought was never possible just because T-Mobile and Sprint are such close competitors and there's only two other real national rivals in their market. So when the FCC and the Justice Department both approved the deal with kind of minimal concessions, it really surprised people that the Trump administration was on board with this. And then about a couple dozen U.S. states came out against it and decided to sue to try to stop the deal. And the number of states had kind of dwindled as different ones kind of struck individual concessions for their own state constituents along the way. But New York and California were really persistent and resolved to try to stop this deal. And in the end, 14 state attorneys general were part of this trial. And even though they lost this week, I think it could have a little bit of a chilling effect on some deals like this.
Yeah, well, you pointed out that dealmakers face a 52-headed monster, the idea being that all of the different attorneys general could get together or independently go after certain deals. What's the precedent for this? I mean, how active are the states typically when it comes to blocking deals?
We don't really see them need to be active in the sense of going all the way to trial to try to stop a deal, because usually that would be the role of the Justice Department, like we saw with AT&T, Time Warner. And, you know, when states object to different things, what they'll do is work with the companies on their, you know, individually behind the scenes and try to get concessions just for their own state. So like the New York State AG may go to T-Mobile and say, well, we need you to do this for us if we're going to support the deal. And some states did do that in the end, but it was really interesting that these 14 states didn't. And, you know, even though the judge ended up siding with T-Mobile and Sprint, I had been talking with John Stevens, the chief financial officer at AT&T last month, right after their own earnings report. And, you know, the trial was still ongoing at the time. We didn't know what the ruling was going to be. But when we were talking about the impact of this case, he said, you know, it's a three-headed monster now, meaning you have the FCC, the DOJ, and now the states that you have to appease if you want to do a big telecom or media merger. And he said, in fact, maybe I should call it a 52-headed monster. So that's where that came from. And it's really interesting because I think a lot of people look at this deal and say, well, if T-Mobile Sprint can get done, basically any mega merger can get done now. And, you know, that might be true. Unfortunately. But at the same time, I think that a lot of executives and deal makers are looking at this and say, do we want to go through the process of a potentially long trial and PR fight with a bunch of really powerful state attorneys general like Letitia James in New York, who, you know, really didn't back down from this?
It's interesting. It seems like there's uneven application of kind of antitrust issues. I think back to the deal that you and I spent so much time talking about, the AT&T Time Warner deal. That deal, it just, you know, the Justice Department just would not let go of that deal. And so is there a sense on Wall Street and among the merger lawyers of, is it a good time to do a big deal or not a good time to do it?
I think it's hard to know. I mean, I think if you aren't in sort of the, you know, one of the companies that's been targeted by Trump directly, maybe you're safer than others. You know, we saw this week the Federal Trade Commission is trying to crack down on some past deals that the big tech giants did. And, you know, that makes sense. But at the same time, it's hard not to notice that these are also companies where Trump has his own personal grievances. So there is a little bit of a double standard there. The Time Warner AT&T trial definitely stands out, you know, a case where the DOJ was against it but supporting this one.
You said thank God, or unfortunately, the idea being that a merger like T-Mobile and Sprint is not good. Is that just because you expect the phone bills to go up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's hard to look at this deal and think that it's going to be anything but that as a result. That, you know, these companies that have been competing with each other so intensely for the last few years, unable to raise prices and having to keep their plans so competitive, they're not going to have to do that anymore. So why would they keep prices low?
Well, the counter argument is they have to actually build out a 5G network. They don't have the capital to do it unless they have the market share and the pricing power to raise more money. And so this will actually end up benefiting people by creating a more robust infrastructure. What's your response
to that? It's a little bit of a stretch. There's a lot of caveats. And in the case of Sprint, yes, they needed more funding. But at the same time, I think it was probably likely Sprint would have gotten bought by someone else down the road. They have so many subscribers and so much valuable spectrum. And, you know, it's true that T-Mobile having this bigger scale means that they'll be able to kind of spread those network costs across a bigger subscriber base. But AT&T and Verizon already have that big scale, and their costs aren't any lower. Their prices aren't any lower, I should say. So I just really don't buy the argument. When you're going from four to three competitors, it is anti-competitive. And so I thought that it was interesting that the judge disagreed with that.
Tara LaChapelle, always insightful and wonderful columns. You can read them all at Bloomberg.com/opinion or OPIN. Go on the Bloomberg. Tara LaChapelle is a columnist for us with Bloomberg Opinion.